Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kareem Hunt signing by the Cleveland Browns continues to rile people up, including Daryl in Houston. Daryl, you're on the Fan Morning Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Colin, I got to take offense to what you just said on the multiple fronts. One, Colin Kaepernick has never said, or I never heard it stated from him directly, that he wants to be a starter or nothing.
Well, I heard it indirectly by him refusing to call back the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that either. I didn't hear him say he didn't call back anyone, but maybe we need to pull that up. Secondly, and more importantly, just because he has a social conscience doesn't mean he can't play football, or doesn't mean he shouldn't have the opportunity to play professional football, because I can go down the line of people who had social consciousness and made a social statement and still played. And lastly, what really
wait a minute. Let's take this piece by piece, Daryl, because this doesn't need to be adversarial. We could talk about this. I'm fine with talking about it. The second piece, he has opportunities to play football, and I'm not saying he shouldn't have a social conscience. I think he's very brave for what he did. But I don't understand your point. He has opportunities to play football. I'm questioning if he wants them.
What opportunities are those, Colin? Because I'm clearly missing those. The ones that where you grab a Mark Sanchez or some guy that you can't.
Well, just outline the one in Baltimore that he was given that Harbaugh spoke on the record about. So there was that one. The other ones are this. Whenever you have, there are consequences that come with your actions, okay? And so whenever he politicizes and whenever he polarizes, some people don't want to bring him into their organization. And they don't have to, because as long as there's not collusion, as long as they're not all getting together in a room and saying we're all going to do this together, if his value to their franchise doesn't trump and isn't bigger than whatever he can give them on the field, then they're not going to bring him in. And to a lot of people, I think he's a backup quarterback at best, but he would polarize their franchise and their fan base. So
okay,
they're not forced into hiring him.
Well, let's decompose that a little deeper based on what we saw with Kareem Hunt. I think that's what spawned this conversation.
Correct.
So the question becomes, you have more value to my team as a woman beater than you would have as making a social gesture, not being out in front with a bunch of conversations, just making a symbolic gesture.
Hey, not you, John Dorsey, okay?
John Dorsey and the other NFL owners out there that they say are good. Now, I'm not even going on avenue. That becomes the conversation in regards to Colin.
You know why? No, it becomes a conversation in terms of Kareem Hunt, because he gained 1,327 yards in 2017, and Colin Kaepernick hasn't played football in a while.
Well, no, let's say this. Let's say Colin Kaepernick has taken his team to a Super Bowl more recently than Ben, more recently than Rodgers, and Kareem Hunt, yes, he has those numbers. But he also has video of him kicking a woman. And I don't begrudge anybody from getting a second chance, nor do I begrudge them from hiring him.
Daryl, what starters in the NFL right now, in not knowing, you haven't seen Colin Kaepernick play football in how long? What starters right now going into the 2019 season is he better than?
Oh, let's start with Blake Bortles. Let's go there.
Is Blake Bortles going to be the starter this year?
Well, no. You said a starter.
Okay.
And based on Jacksonville last year, Blake Bortles was a starter. Let's move out to San Francisco. I don't even know Bobby Bethard's grandson.
Well, I think Jimmy G is pretty good, but continue.
Well, Jimmy G, okay, but Jimmy G didn't play last year. So Colin
going into 2019, I'm saying.
He could have, okay, let's start with 2019. I don't know who's going to be the quarterback in Jacksonville. So let's say he's got an opportunity in Jacksonville. Let's talk about Tampa Bay. Let's move on out to potentially, you can talk about teams like the New York Giants. I mean, Eli hasn't done anything of worth.
After the draft sifts through, you think he'll be better?
Well, now you're throwing a bunch of other hype.
Well, yeah, because they draft people every year. Like, this notion that Colin Kaepernick needs to be handed a job, maybe talent-wise, he's nothing more than a backup in the league right now.
No, but I think...
I'm not saying that's not the case. The question I'm saying is this. It's about an opportunity to play. And to say he should go to Birmingham and play with Christian Hackenberg, come on, Colin, you're better than that. Colin, he doesn't need to go to those leagues. He's proved his worth in the National Football League.
No, well, if he is going to polarize, Chris, and that's what he's going to do with a fan base, he's going to polarize. They're under no obligation to bring him in. They're just not under an
obligation. I think the question, though, needs to be, I understand what you're saying. I think the question needs to be posed, though, to owners around the league on an individual basis. If there's no collusion going on, fine. Then what is, and I think this is still a fundamental question that you could ask each and every owner around the league who may or may not have a quarterback issue. What's more valuable to you? Is it perhaps a running back who's on videotape kicking a woman?
Potential starting running back. Let's change that.
Potential starting running back who's on videotape kicking a woman.
Who may participate in 16 games during the year.
Right. Or a backup, a 1B, 2A quarterback who has a very polarizing political social activism stance.
I think it's glaringly obvious.
I don't think it's glaringly obvious. I understand if that's a discussion that people want to have.
Tell Colin Kaepernick to get better, and maybe he'll be in the NFL.
And that's fair. I'm not saying
he's
immediately better than...
I'm not saying that his social stances I disagree with or his social stances are wrong. But, like, let's not miss the story right in front of our face. It's okay to admit that maybe people are better athletically than Colin Kaepernick.
Absolutely. And I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. And but no, I also think it's fair to ask owners, why are you not willing to take on that
and
risk?
You know what?
If
they're
you're
not
desperate
allowed
for
to
a
tell
quarterback.
You the truth. The truth is this. We don't here's the truth. You want the truth about Colin Kaepernick? Here's the truth. We don't want the circus coming to town for a guy that's going to stand on our sideline in a baseball cap. We don't want that.
And if he's
going to
stand on
enough.
And if he's going to stand on your sideline in a baseball cap and do nothing more, I understand
because
that philosophy.
Because I just asked all the teams he would start for. We would rather draft a kid and develop him and think he's probably going to be better. Like, who made Colin Kaepernick Joe Montana? That's what I'm still not understanding in this whole rigmarole that's happened the last 4 years. When did he become Marino or Montana or Unitas? When did he become that?
I don't know what people's evaluation of Colin Kaepernick's talent level is. I don't evaluate him as being an all-time great.
And he has turned down contracts.
But there are certainly some out there that he could be better than.
Starters?
I think it was interesting some of the names Daryl brought up. We can get back into this, I think, too. Because there's a hockey game last night.
You can cry for Colin Kaepernick. I'm not.
Oh, no. I'm not crying for Colin Kaepernick. I'm saying it's an interesting question to pose to an NFL owner. That's all. What are you more willing to put up with?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.